Hey guys, I know this is on the Everyday Adrienne Adrian podcast feed. This has nothing to do with Ed and Nora, and honestly, at this point, I'm kind of over Ed and Nora. Because there was supposed to be a season finale, and honestly, that was a lot of. I felt like it was going to be a lot of work with that one. So I never did it. But I'm here for something else. And honestly, this might just be my personal plug. I might have to do something with it. But I don't know what to do at this point. I don't know what to do at this point. I don't know if I'm even in the mood to catch some shows of the place that I've, you know, been watching for a while, well, for pretty much quite some time. I don't even know. I don't know. So, one day, I was looking at some stuff. Okay, so, but before you ask, this is something to do with CW. So, as you may know, through all this time, Warner Brothers and, well, now Warner Brothers Discovery and Paramount decided to, and it's probably since a long time, they decided to, sell the CW, and there was a whole brouhaha of stuff that basically, I would just blame those two bitches. And then Nexstar decided the whole was like in contention, well, the front runner to get the network, which it did. I did experience seeing a CW affy that was or is owned and operated by Nexstar. As of right now, we don't even have it. It's maybe like I would say 2020, and everything else was just some other stations. I mean, yes, there is the Nexstar appy from WPix. Well, I was about to say WPIX, and I'm like, no, that's the PIX over here. It's KPIX and not KPIX. Oh, weird coincidence. No, but over there, I've seen streams on the 09. I'm not going to tell you where, though, because I don't want these bitch-ass creative fuck shit, whatever, that's that other brouhaha, you know. I don't want to, you know, spill it over here. You know what I mean. But I've seen some CW affies after Nexstar, and then I've seen some over here. But before that, it was, well, because it was Sinclair that I've seen from. But almost around a decade ago is when, well, already a decade, that's when Sinclair, you know, came into the market in this DMA that I'm in. And then they have, you know, done their business over here with CW. Oh, and Fox, but, you know, CW over here. And ever since, Fox and CW have prospered under that brand. I mean, yes, there was some stuff. I mean, I have my opinions towards Sinclair. And some of the fuck shit they've done in the past, and I was not happy about that. But as of right now, Sinclair's been, you know, pretty quiet about things. And I haven't heard some problematic stuff coming from them that I'm aware of. Yeah, because people were bitching over Sinclair and all that stuff, and I didn't blame them. So I was like, what the hell? One point it was like Sinclair used to be sold to another company. I don't even know which ones at this point. I mean, I may have an idea, but obviously there's some that I shouldn't be with under. Well, there's that. Next star, since last year, is basically 75% of the company. Well, 75% of, the stake is owned by Nexstar. I'm like, okay, why couldn't... They couldn't have done it at least 50. And then the other 25, and the other 25 could be WBD and Paramount. I guess not. It's 12.5 for each. Well... there's that. Okay, so here's the thing that kind of ruffles my with the difference between seeing stuff from... I did see a stream from CW owned by Scripps, but that's not here nor there. But with CW under Sinclair that I've seen over here, okay, so when it's the end of the network programming, and then it's the start of the local stuff, or just the O&O stuff, depending on who owns it. Like, if it's a Sinclair, it's a Sinclair O&O. If it's Nexstar, in this case, it's owned and operated, or de facto, or whatnot. It's from them. You've noticed when you watch CW, it fades to black for a moment, and then there's the local other stuff. Yes. Nexstar, and this is pretty common for pretty much any station that it owns. When it's about to go off, it's about to sign off, but it woke from the network programming. But there was a few milliseconds left, and it's just it cuts out anyways. That's how Nexstar operates their shit. I've noticed it. Well, I've already been noticed it with CBS. I've noticed it with NBC, and then when I seen it with the CW, in the Bakersfield one, because I live in the Central Valley area, I was like, why are they doing this? Why do they cut it off? And then I was just like, oh, rather watch the Sinclair one, because why would they do this shit? And then, fast forward to literally this month, and Nexstar is on that fuck shit. And I say this because even though Sinclair owns this, also Scripps does, but Sinclair does, it doesn't do what Nexstar does. It's not here nor there. But in the case of, because now CW is owned mostly by Nexstar now, they've been doing some fuck shit. They have been doing some fuck shit with the network. Yeah, I said what I said, and because they have that random ass occurrence where it just suddenly stops and goes to the local. I've noticed it now. I had a bad feeling they were going to do that, but I wasn't surprised when they did it. I'm like, oh, and even they did it on the CBS one, but it was worse because it was they cut off more time. It's like Nexstar things, they run everything. Stop. And have that worry there. And that's pretty much going to be what's just going to... It's just going to be the problem that calls the kettle black. Or in this case, that's just what's going to be the stab in the heart. Or the last straw. But this is one that I was just I grew suspicion of. Or maybe it's one that I was brawling in the making. So, but it kind of pissed me off in the way, because it's like, And then if it was, because if it was done generally, yeah, that would just be so fucking authoritative. You know where I'm gonna go with this. So today, when I look, and this was, and I discovered it's like just today. So Nexstar, so you know, there's these agreements where it's through like Dish or Direct. Well, in this case, DirecTV, but there's like Dish, Spectrum. Well, there's this case with, you know, the streaming thing. I think it's a VMVPD. What the hell does that even mean? Virtual Multi-Channel Video Programming Distributor. Which is technically the cable stuff, and then the... No. MVPD, that's the cable stuff. VMVPD, that's basically streaming cable. Let's just put it that way. Like Hulu, Live TV, YouTube TV, Sling, HBO Now. That's technically what it is. I need to check on the YouTube TV over here. Because, no. A close friend of our families has YouTube TV on the smart TV in the living room. I need to see. But I find it really, 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 like, fucked up about this situation that I'm about to, you know, tell you over here. And I just want to yell or something, because this fuck shit that I witnessed, I'm just like, are you fucking serious right now? I cannot. So I think that happened 10 days ago. This is still gonna be, how am I supposed to say this? Nexstar drew the authoritarian card on Sinclair regarding CW programming. They withholded network programming on a fucking group of stations owned by a competitor. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fucking yes. 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 The unthinkable. Yes. Now, this is on their DirecTV Stream platform. Not really DirecTV per se, but it still applies. It still applies. Because, I don't... But I'm like, wait a minute. Some of the stations... No, that's... I'm looking at the list, and of course, they don't include all the Sinclair stations, because there's the Sinclair stations that are CW Plus stations owned by Sinclair. They don't include those. So I'm like, they don't include the one in Yakima. They don't include the, obviously, the one in fucking Eureka. They don't include the ones in, the ones in Oregon. Southwest, Central West, those ones specifically. I'm just sitting over here like, are you fucking insane right now? Who fucking does that? That's like having, okay, that's like scripts blocking, I am programming from any of, okay, say for example, and I'm going to use Nexstar in this case, because fuck Nexstar at this point. And I know it's 6 p.m. I should be watching Moonshine, well, the stream of Moonshine, but honestly, I don't even think I'm even in the mood to watch any CW programming. I'm pissed. I'm fucking pissed. You know how I'm pissed. All right, yeah. Look, there's always this CW website. I say the website. Yes, they still call it the CW app, but I don't do apps. I just watch it on the website. I did that for the Great American Job at one point because I literally forgot that it was on. So, I just watched it on the thing. I might do the same thing for Moonshine because, seriously, who in their fucking right mind thought it was a good idea? Now, okay, I understand on Nexstar's side, but according to them, they said that, you know, because DirecTV basically said, like, Nexstar did this shit, and they, basically, these bitches said that the DirecTV mischaracterizes the circumstances around its unlawful carriage. Now, I don't know what. No, I don't even know. If the network programming on its streaming platform, as the cable companies or the MVPD, whatever, is well aware, its agreement with the CW authorizing streaming of that network's programming on its VMVPD service expired in November of 2022. As a sophisticated industry participant, they knew that Sinclair could not authorize it to stream. So, technically, Sinclair couldn't. Now, I'm just, okay, so maybe it's the fault of DirecTV not letting them know that they cannot authorize it without, basically without a contractual agreement with the network itself. It still continued to stream, but with, even regardless. Oh gosh, I don't even, they're gonna lose already. But it's not even about, okay, but it's not even about that. It's the fact that that trashy-ass company basically refuses to negotiate with Sinclair with the renewal agreement. That's gonna tarnish that fucking relationship. Partnership. Working relationship at that one. Let's just put that specifically. Who does that? Who? And Sinclair, they're like, fuck the shit. I don't even want to say anything. I think they were probably already embarrassed after what the fuck happened like years ago. So like, no, we're just not gonna say anything. Sinclair is scared. But you know what's kind of fucked up is that basically, no, what I'm saying, Nexstar basically wants to have CW on every fucking, and there are some fucking co-signers. Devil's advocates. There are devil advocates on the forums saying, oh, they can just put the affiliation in their own state. No. No. No! That's fucked up. Let me tell you why it's fucked up. Because you don't see... You don't see Univision do that. And they have stations in areas where Nexstar has stations. Where the DMA is small. And there are other stations owned... There are other affies owned by another company. In this case, Entravision. There's one owned by Sinclair. Well, two that I know of. In Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington. And I'm pretty sure there's... Yeah, one in Yakima. In Tri-Cities area. In the same state. And there's, I'm pretty sure there's other places, too. Why would you do this? Why would you... No. No. Oh, we can just easily put... We can easily just put the affiliation on our own station. It's not fucking easy, bitch. It's not how it works. There are contracts where they have to fulfill and not breach them by literally just plug it into the station like that. No, you gotta wait for that shit. Like in the case of the San Diego one. Nexstar wanted to buy, or is in the process of trying to or going to buy KUSI, which is an indie station. What I found out about this is that, you know, Nexstar already has a station in that area with Fox. Fox doesn't run that shit over there. That at one point was CW. In my opinion, CW can easily, once Nexstar gets the rights to CW in that area, why can't they just put it like on fucking Channel 69, aka Channel 5, because it's stupid cable. I mean, it's a very high, it's the terrain diverse area, so I understand, but still. They have their business over there. They could easily just move Fox. Because some of the programming that KUSI easily could be on Fox. They could just move the Fox programming to KUSI. No, that's just my opinion. But that's what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is... Basically, who... You can't just do that. No. No. And there are stations... Where Nexstar has stations, but it would just be so fucking stupid to just sell the station and put them on their own. Like, okay, if Nexstar has like one of the big three in there for the drop lease, you can't just fucking put a fucking, well, Full Power, let's just be specific. You can't just easily put CW, like, replace one of the radio with CW. And don't fucking come up to my face telling me, oh, it could be put on a sub channel. Bitch, no. Like in the case of Sacramento, some other fucking dumbass, you can't even look in the form history on another form with, oh, who's gonna replace K-Max? Stop it. I'm fucking tired of that shit. Because here's the thing, people keep talking about, oh, next I can put it on a sub channel of KTXL, if I'm getting that correct, because that's the Fox affy for Sacramento. You know, I have family that live over there. No, that TVL. What the fuck? I meant TXL, stupid. Yes. KTXL, the Fox affy over there. Owned by Nexstar. No. That channel is better off by itself. You basically just want CW to be owned by Nexstar in every fucking area. No, this is not Canada. This is not Europe. This is not Australia. Stop it. Stop it. You just say you want everything to be owned. Just say you want everything to be owned by their fucking owners and shut the fuck up. That's what it's giving. I don't even like to say use that phrase, but you know where I'm going with it. With this. That station didn't even... That station does not even have... a goddamn... Like, the... I mean, they easily could just put it on a sub-channel with, you know, Lift Golf. They have it on Channel 58. It is owned by Hearst. It's a My Network TV app. At first, I said CW needs to be put on that channel at this point. And then maybe put the sub-channel of My Network TV on the Fox one. But at the point, I'm like, wait a minute. Because then there was one where in Las Vegas... The Ion station over there that's owned by Scripps. Well, I mean, Scripps, oh, we know at this point. They're making that an independent station. So, seeing that they could do that, I'm like, maybe CW can, they can do, Nextel can do the same. I mean, that would just be kind of awkward having the Nextel duopoly over there, but... Scripps can own it on channel 29, but then there's this dead ass dumbass, I just want to punch that bitch in the face. This bitch had the nerve to say that Scripps said that they don't want CW in any of the stations that they own. Bitch, where is your fucking citations? Give me your fucking citations, bitch. Give me sources. If you don't tell me that shit, then you're just a fake phony that does not just say stuff just because. Say you don't like the station, be quiet. Give me citations or just shut up. Because you're just over-exaggerating yourself with this bullshit. And that, no, we're not going to have that. We're not gonna have that. Better shut the fuck up with that shit. Are you bullshitting? You could have just said allegedly or something. Some of these people shouldn't even be on the fucking internet. Fuck you! Yeah. Tell that guy, fuck you. If that's the case. But basically... I'm mad at this point. Who in the... Yeah, and my station is on that fucking list as I'm looking at it right now. And I'm... That's just authoritarian as fuck. That's fucked up. That's like poaching another... Fuck shit. For what reason? Now, I can see why the contractual agreement... I mean, Ziggler could have just plugged it off. But... It's just a bunch of fuck shit that you just want to block programming, and it's not even about that. You're setting the premise. Okay, where is it going with this? Okay, yes. An Ion station owned by Nextstar. Scripps says, fuck you, we don't want, we're just gonna decide to block all of that shit. And Nextstar says, and Nextstar's been off dust. Just like Sinclair in this case. It's kind of like that. If you put it in some type of way. You don't want that, Nextstar, do you? Oh, but it's the contract. They shouldn't be supplying their programming unless they had an agreement. Fuck off with that nonsense. This is... If you're really oppressed... Maybe just take off the damn channel instead of part of the network. Because that's fucking... You don't see... Do you really see NBC doing that? I mean, I don't know. Okay, NBC, that's a bit of a stretch. Fox, let's just put it this case. Because they have My Network TV. You don't see Fox doing that to any of My Network TV programming during their network, because they have a, well, syndication service, but it still applies. Where Fox failed to agree with agreement with, and I'm still using Nextstar in this case, because fuck them! Like, for example, the Charlotte My Network TV station. that Napster owns. That's that cutting. That's like Fox cutting that shit off from them. Now, there's Viasta may not have any value to it, but it's still kind of fucked up, if you ask me. Yes, it. Oh yes. But it's not the difference. You don't have a congestion. No. How about don't take that reprogramming off, or just take the whole damn channel off? Because what are you wasting? It feels odd. Oh my gosh, Nexstar is just dumbass at this point. I don't think CVS didn't really do that when they did that shit, but all of a sudden Nexstar, that, oh my god, oh, holy, I, okay, but this is not only the one that's gonna piss me off, but yeah, I don't have DirecTV stream, but no, one day though, before all this, there was an agreement with Sinclair and Nexstar. Well, you know what I'm talking about. About, you know, the renewal agreements. Nexstar according to Sinclair allegedly, because I don't want to fuck up the words or anything. This is so just to be safe. They said that Nexstar hasn't really been engaging with the agreements. And I'm just sitting here like, okay, no. D-Day is really coming up. And people are going to be like, but CW's not that serious. Shut the fuck up. There are some shows, like, off network hours that are on those stations. Yes, it's made me fucked up. I'm planning to watch F-Boy Island if it don't fuck the shit up. I swear to God. Oh my God, if they don't fuck the shit up. I'm in a DMA where, you know, there are Nexstar stations. In fact, there's a duopoly here. At this point, Sinclair, they just need to sell the damn station. Let's sell everything on that station at this point. Because, honestly, they started off by themselves. That station, no, that was before Sinclair was even in the market. 1988, yeah, they were one of the late ones to get the Fox Affy. But they might as well just go without a partner station if Nexstar is gonna be doing this fuck shit. Cause what's the point? Another independent station? No! No, just, at this point, just go back to where it was, to just to one. I mean, Nexstar just wants to be a head ass at this point. Oh my gosh, and it would be fucked up. Imagine. I don't want to even speak that to existence. It did that because, and Nexstar, the one that is vulnerable is CBS. Because they're not, because NBC is first. They're never going to give up NBC. CBS, on the other hand. Ooh. Jesus. They're like, but they're barely like fifth. Still though, it would just be fucked up. It would just be fucked up. Just to see this just, you know, just fall apart. Because the CW doesn't really bite anyone like that. Like, it's fine. But Nexstar just wants to ruin everything over here. just because. No, but we own this. Y'all can be owning stations like that. Stop. Yeah, you have some stations that you own in smaller areas. It just doesn't fucking matter. Y'all need to learn just to sell some stations. Jesus Christ. Like, who hurt you? Oh my God. Ugh. At this point, you're not even trying to. I mean, there's, people have their opinions. People kind of dislike, you know, the programming choices that Nexstar does. I do kind of find a little bit like, why would you do that? And then, because eventually you start pulling shows away, like the Fantastic Friends and the South Guy Fraud Show, they pull that shit off. They pull that shit off. On the schedule. And before they did it with, what was it? It was Barons. They did it with that show too. And before that, it was Taskmaster. Honestly, this is just fucked up. What Nexstar is doing. If that's their intent. Like, just, you know, just. From a very serious competitor. Yeah. Sinclair has done some shit in the past, but we're not talking about that part. We're just talking about, like, just a fair and equity, because the business model over here is kind of a unit, because it's like anywhere it owns, it doesn't need to be owned by. Oh no, it could be owned by something else, and they might have some good goodies and everything else here and there. But Nexstar basically is just an asshole. It is. Oh, but we did it to say. No, but we're talking about the network itself. You refuse to do some fair contract. But you do some bullshit ass, you know, like, proposals. How about you stop doing that shit? Actually renew the fuck shit. Because you're just not going to sit up there and be a fucking dumbass. Because you want to literally own everything to like everywhere where it is. Even despite the marketing cap. The owner's cap. The 39%. Not to go over. And it's not, I mean, about that. It's just every station, like, you, oh, CW needs to be over there. And I kind of find it odd that CBS doesn't own anything. Do you think they would own any CW Plus stations? Nexstar doesn't even care at this point. Ideally, they shouldn't. Because it's just, why would they do that? You're supposed to own in the most stations, but this. I don't know what this is. Either you could just sell the Chicago station, because who the fuck cares? No. Wheel TV might as well have the station to themselves. They may actually know how to do shit right. You ask, it's just news. Bitch, who the fuck wants to see any political shit? I don't want to see another fucking David Valadale fuck shit over here. I want to see some Rudy Salas commercials. Pro Rudy Salas commercials. Pro Masala. You know who the fuck I am. But we're not talking politics on this shit. Just the Nexstar is just one of those. From the fucking network to the fucking programming. In between. They always put fucking commercials when it's campaign. Voting season. When it's campaign season. Always. They always put fucking stop! I don't want to see some right-wing fuck shit on my fucking TV. And I don't want to see any oh my God, I don't even want. I'm just gonna call him the dead man at this point, because I don't want to say his name. I'm tired of saying his name. I'm tired of hearing his name. It's just the dead man at this point. And yes, he is the dead man, because I fucking said so. He's not worth shit. Anyways. Or the dead bitch. Not much better. You know where I'm going with this. But it's nothing to do with something. I don't care. This girl is dead to me anyways. But I'm concerned. Or might as well have another station just own it at this point. If they switch CBS with... Oh my god, that would just be the biggest downgrade ever. And having them being the... No. Where the hell would CBS go? No. They need their own shit. Like, it would just be fucked up in how... No, Jesus. They would just fuck everything up. I don't even understand. They will just ruin everything over there. Like... They will ruin it. They will ruin it. They might as well just have CBS owned by something else that is not Sinclair. Cause why? Because CBS has their own shit. Yes, they have some people at over the next door over here that kind of, quote-unquote, share the channels that they go on the NBC one and then go to the CBS one here and there and that. But most of the people stay in one place. One of them stays in the CBS a sector of Nexstar over here, and then the NBC one, the NBC sector of Nexstar. They don't go in between like that. And what I'm saying with they would just be stupid that they would be doing this shit. Just for some CW fuck shit. Get the fuck out of here. No. We don't want it. It's going to give it to Channel 43. WB started from that fucking channel, for fuck's sakes. They might as well just have the CW. 43.1. Australia, damn it, they can go. Australia, they can go to 43.2. It's not that serious. A sticker was on that sub-channel. Now that one can be seen on the sub-channel. CW needs to be on a 1080i. Or P, or whatever. Channel 43 is that bitch. Not on channel 53. Fuck that. That's my network TV. My network TV only. And the branding works. Because Bakersfield, well, a while back, they got from my network TV. Finally. After a long time. But. Oh. Jesus, I need to drink water. But I don't have hand sanitizer. Oh. It's right over there. Ooh, Jesus. I need to add water in here. But it really is just fucked up to see how Nexstar is just wanting to do this shit. And no. Oklahoma City, Channel 43. Where's Sinclair gonna go in Las Vegas? Not another sub-channel. God, Jesus Christ. Well, obviously they can't go on channel 34 because that's scripts and stuff. So I might as well not touch it. Green Bay. Oh, Jesus. Albany has it. Please don't switch anything around. Rochester has it. I don't think Baltimore and Nexstar does not have channels over there. I don't think they have channels over there. Birmingham. Let's see. Because Baltimore. They have Baltimore over here. They have Fox, my network TV. ABC is owned by Scripps, that station. Hearst, NBC. CBS, it's their own. Where the fuck is it going to go in Baltimore? That's the problem. Birmingham. Now, CW has that one. ABC's in their camp. Gray is with Fox. NBC is with Hearst. CBS, on the other hand. If I can find that station. I mean, it could go on WOTM, but I just... CBS. Oof. It's probably gonna go on CBS then. No, please. Oh my god, so sub channel, please. And then channel 23 in Minneapolis. They don't have Nexstar. Nexstar doesn't even exist in Minnesota. You really think they're gonna... Milwaukee? If they turned it, girl, please, I don't even want to speak that into existence. So, God. And then NBC said, I don't know. Coca-Cola will finally get CW. This is going to be some fuck shit. This is gonna be some fuck shit. I don't know. Nexstar. In the name of May Mueller, I'm fucking middle dick, 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 dick. Boy, is such a dick, 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 dick. I can't even do it, but you know where I'm going with this. Don't be such a dick. That was a terrible rendition. But you know what song I'm talking about. Don't be a dick. Don't be a community. Well, actually, no. At this point, they weren't being communal dicks. They became a dick to themselves. But you know where I'm going with it. Like I said before, you know where I'm going with this. Basically, just don't be a dick. No, I'm not going deep into that. I don't know what reference I was using. But yeah, just don't be an asshole. Here we cater to diversity. But in the sense of what it is, diversity in terms of avoiding a monopoly. And you're basically trying to do monopoly over here. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Stop denying it. Oh, we follow all the regulations. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because you've claimed us as your own over here. Well, yeah, Sinclair and Off Network ours. They kind of do, you know. They don't treat it. They don't do the whole cut the black parts out to it. But in the case over here, you're a bitch. You are a bitch. Why would, knowing that they have programs over here, why would you do that? Stop! Just stop. Okay. I'm exhausted from this. So I'm just gonna go, but you know the thing. It's just... Every day and every night, you're shining from the grave, shining up. I'll just see you guys next time when I feel like it. Bye.